Merci, Monsieur le
Thank you, sir. As I already said, there was an expert seminar on prior informed consent. This is a right in international law, not only for the indigenous peoples in the declaration, but also for local communities, peasants and other people working in rural areas in the context on the Convention on Biological Diversity, the Nagoya Protocol, and the directives. They don't distinguish between indigenous peoples and local communities in this area. As for the comments of Switzerland, we agree with them. 26.4, that's Article 7 or Article 6 of the Nagoya Protocol, which is repeated word for word. This part on right for access to genetic resources, the majority of states seem to be in favor of keeping this paragraph. Therefore, I think it should be placed into Article 19 on seeds because it's dealing with rights relating to seeds. And instead of that, we should have Article 7 of the Nagoya Protocol here as Article 26, paragraph 4. I could read that.
Just to ensure that the prior informed consent or approval and involvement of peasants and other people working in rural areas is obtained for access to traditional knowledge associated with genetic resources that they hold. Voilà, donc ce serait.
I think that is this Article 7 which we should have here rather than Article 6, which should be under seeds. As for changing verbs throughout the declaration, and to answer Chile, throughout the declaration we have the verb shall. It would seem complicated to understand why only for one subparagraph we should change the verb. The declaration is obviously non-binding and depends on the goodwill of states for its implementation. Thank you.